With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Tony, why don't we talk about the Young Audiences annual fundraiser? Talk about good money well spent.
Young Audiences has a mission to enrich the lives of young people through the arts. And on Wednesday, the 10th, at the Town Ballroom, they do their annual fundraising event.
And you're the MC.
I'm the MC. And
you're making a professional calling out of it.
Well, I do that a lot. It's fun. You get to be a kind of a bon vivant and help people feel good about raising money for good causes. And there are some lovely honorees. My dear, darling Elizabeth Licata, the editor of Spree Magazine, is one of them, and so I'm happy to do it for Elizabeth.
Marvin Askew is the executive director of the Buffalo City Ballet. He's getting one.
Yes, I think that that's terrific. Also, Leslie Zemsky, who's associated with Buffalo Fine Arts Academy, and some board members. Just a very good time. For $50 you go. There's lots of activities there, and it's a nice venue, a nice event, and a good cause. Young Audiences, and that's Wednesday.
You saw a rather different version of Streetcar Named Desire. It's an icon as a play in as a movie. You saw one that took a different turn.
Well, yes. I mean, beyond icon, it's practically a sacred text. Tennessee Williams' 1947 play about Blanche DuBois, who takes that streetcar named Desire to stay with her sister Stella.
Gets a little bit more than she asked for, and that's the kindness of strangers.
Well, right. It was done famously in 1947 by Jessica Tandy, and then the film by Vivian Leigh. Tilke Hill is the last actress on the planet I would have thought of for this role.
A little bit of rough.
Yeah, she doesn't project any vulnerability at all, and that turns out to be exactly the point. Dan Shanahan always takes a different eye to things, and it's not that Blanche is weak. She's not. Circumstances have been bad to her. Stanley, who has always played violently, but he can be a little boy, and he's always sorry, and he has charisma. Well, as handled by Stan Klimeko, he's a monster.
That's a tough role.
It's a terrifying performance, in its way wonderful. A powerful reading of this play, done with, believe it or not, four actors.
They cut the...
There are some cuts. A lot of the dialogue is given to Blanche as monologue.
How do they do that?
With video projections behind her. There is no pretense of realism here. Stark set, lots of sound cues, lots of video projections, and a very powerful read. I thought one of the most startling moments, that immortal line, even you quoted it, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. And it's always stated as Blanche's surrender to madness. Not in this case. Tilke Hill looks back into the house, looks at the sister to whom she came for help, and hurls it as an accusation. As she leaves, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers to the family.
That is a much different interpretation.
And it's quite powerful. This is Torn Space at the Adam Miskovitz Dramatic Circle. They're on Fillmore Avenue since 1895, and it's there through this weekend.
Let's move over to something completely different. Nuffle Bunny, which is a cautionary musical. I love the fact that a little baby toy is a cautionary tale.
A cautionary tale. Well, very similar to Streetcar. This time Trixie has to depend upon the...
Trixie is less than 2 years old.
Yes.
So you know we're in the land of toys,
yes.
Theater reviews.
She is a little girl, and she has a beloved stuffed animal named Nuffle Bunny.
Don't we all?
And it gets left at the laundry, and because she can't talk, she can't tell Daddy what's wrong. Once Mommy notices Nuffle Bunny is missing, the family goes running back to the laundry to rescue Nuffle Bunny. I think a child 5 to 6 to 7 could enjoy this show. Call Theater of Youth if you're in doubt. But it's based on the Mo Willems book, his own adaptation. It's done as a musical, as charming as it can possibly be, and set in Buffalo.
Finally, True is a one-man show. It's at the Buffalo United Artists, and it features Christopher Standard.
Christopher Standard as Truman Capote. Can't you just see it?
I love it already. I saw the picture.
It looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yes.
That fantastic Cheryl Gorski photo of Christopher Standard looking more like Truman Capote than Truman Capote looked like Truman Capote. It's a brilliant J. Preston Allen script. We see Truman Christmas Eve 1975 after Esquire magazine has published 4 chapters of his book, Answered Prayers, and he has hardly a friend left in the world as
it's
a consequence.
It's a tell-all book that tells a little bit too much.
Well, he claims to be a fiction, but people recognize New York socialites, and that opens tomorrow night at BUA on West Chippewa.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.